All right, guys, here we are once again, Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Geeks to the Square Table. I'm...
See, we're hardcore.
Thank you, Larry. We're hardcore now.
Special effects, man.
I'm Jules. With me this week, I have...
Gomer.
Adam.
Crimson Chris. Larry.
Steve.
Jesse.
Fowler.
Sure. Woo! And I'm Jules, and we're going to argue about various things.
You said your name twice.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Gomer again.
I'm Adam. I'm Crimson Chris again.
I'm Larry.
Steve. Jesse once again.
Fowler.
And I'm still asshole. We're going to maintain that from last week. Some things have been announced. Wonder Woman has finally been unveiled. How does everyone feel about that?
Gal Gadot, man.
Gal Gadot.
I think it's great.
I still want Olivia Munn. I still think Olivia Munn can do it.
I don't think I have anything else to say.
I like it.
You're not upset about her hair? She better have pants.
I think she should
appeal
have pants.
To the broader audience. You put her in pants.
What she should do is the spinning
pants
transformation.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman! No, please don't do the spinning transformation, for the love of God. Please don't.
Please do.
No, man.
Yes.
Definitely give her pants, though. That should go without saying. Solomon Grundy wants pants, and Wonder Woman wants pants.
This is Zack Snyder. He turns everything up to 11. If Wonder Woman does the spinning transformation, it's going to be a damn hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome.
10 buildings until she's done transforming.
Yeah. She's probably going to have like her Amazonian armor.
That phrase, turn it up to 11.
You don't like that?
That is a bad joke by Snyder.
It was.
Yeah.
It comes used to everything.
Yeah.
I just hate that.
We turn it up to 11. We had all of our amplifiers within 11.
So we just made them a little bit louder.
We wanted a little bit louder.
But doesn't it just go to 10?
I think
10?
We should spend the whole damn podcast talking about Final 10.
That's a phenomenal movie.
It is amazing.
Okay. Smell the glove?
Back to Wonder Woman, like we were originally talking about. I think that... I think that she'll have pants and stuff because she'll be like Diana when we see her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when we see her as Wonder Woman, I think she'll have like her Amazonian armor.
No, I think she'll have pants, dude.
She'll have blue jeans.
She'll have the skirt thing kind of going. Yeah. Amazonian skirt.
I think she's gonna have some Amazonian stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta compete with.
I would like to see the skirt. I just don't think we will. But I'd love to see her in the skirt.
My question. Now they retconned her so that her bracelets are actually holding her power back.
Yeah.
Keeping that version.
Probably.
I'm not sure what version we will get. There's no telling.
The other version, does she wear those bracelets when she's Diana or whatever? When she's just in her normal life?
She'd have to.
We'll see.
The doors off.
My problem with the whole thing is that the people making the movie, they probably don't even know what they're going to do with Wonder Woman.
It's probably very early.
Yeah, they probably just announced that it's Wonder Woman, and they have no plan for what they're
going to
do with it.
She's probably just going to be Diana.
I think with the other casting choices...
If those bracelets are holding back... I haven't kept up with the new Wonder Woman, but if those bracelets are holding back her power, how is she going to deflect bullets when she takes them off?
I don't know.
She's
bulletproof power. She's bulletproof.
Yeah.
She's only mortal because she has the bracelet.
No, in the new one.
She's been revived.
Really?
She's Zeus.
She's the daughter.
No, it's kind of awesome.
It's not terrible, but yeah, I thought it was kind of weird.
No, at first I was like, oh, but now she's like Zeus's daughter. Zeus is missing, and there's a war in Olympus.
Wonder Woman wants to kill Wonder Woman.
So they're ripping off Hercules' Legendary Journeys now?
Exactly.
When the original creation of Wonder Woman was supposed to reflect Greek myth and how mankind was created from the clay.
Exactly. Yeah. Now it's different.
And how it's supposed to be. She's like a recreation of the first man that was
perfect. That's not anymore.
That's not around anymore.
Oh, my God.
No, that just made
kind of weird.
Yeah, no, they made her
not
one of the...
Not DC.
Yeah, not
no,
out
it's
kind of
also because she teams up with various bastard children of different
I've been,
gods.
I've been sitting over here with Dark Horse and IDW over here partying with Hellboy.
Yeah, no, you're missing it. I know.
Yeah, that's still great.
Yeah, it's Brian Azzarello does it.
Yeah.
And he does a good job with female leads.
It's been really good.
It's been really good.
The idea on the surface, hearing about it, it sounds like, holy crap, why did
But her
do
hanging
that?
Out with the new
but,
gods
but
is
them
awesome,
But doing
too.
It, the actual... You know, follow
you
through
this,
of it has
like,
been
Wonder
worth
Woman,
it.
Wonder Woman, like some B-list like characters that are actually supposed to be awesome, like Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's not B, though. She's the Trinity. She's part of the DC Trinity.
But how many
I
of us have
depends
to read what
the artist saw as, whether or not she's a B.
Yeah.
I'll see what there it is. But like, Wonder Woman and Aquaman have, like, literally, their books are like...
Yeah, there are no bad characters, just bad writers.
That's true.
Totally agree.
Not the book. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not picking up...
Park is good.
I'm gonna pick up right now. You know that.
I still think it up too. Animated Universe Aquaman was the most badass Aquaman. I mean, come on,
with the hook hand and the beard.
No more hook hand.
Dude, he's gonna stop again. It's gonna happen.
No,
it is going to.
It is. It's an inevitability. It's a built-in inevitability.
Rendition of Aquaman.
He always gets the hook hand. Yeah.
Oh, my baby's about to die. Let me just.
Black Man is gonna cut off at some point.
It should be a rule in comics, man.
Black Manta or Orb. Those are the two people who will cut off his hand. And the two times he's lost his hand, it's been to either Black Manta or Orm.
One of them will cut off his hand. Back Uncle Ben. Like, that's a rule.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. Just like you should not cut off Aquaman's fucking hand again. It's ridiculous.
He's got his hand cut off like three times.
It's ridiculous.
Three. Yeah.
Animated.
No.
You got to cut it off.
No, he got it off, cut off three times in the comic books. He got his own.
Yep. Captain Hook.
Was it? Mira healed him at one point, and he got his hand back, and then he got cut off again, and then he had the water hand.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No, he will lose it.
Horrible.
I know, it's awful. It's the worst thing they could do to him again.
You watch, season four on that
three times already. It's amazing.
Aquaman's hand off first.
And it was okay when he did it, which is why they shouldn't do it again. It worked for like five minutes.
Oh, man.
Gave him a hook, gave him an armor, long hair and a beard. He essentially manned him up for the first time in his career, or in at least about the last 15 years.
If it takes a hook really and a beard to man you up, I mean, that's cheap writing. That's cheap writing.
No.
Exactly.
It was the 90s. So if they didn't give him a hook hand and a beard, he would have had like 80 straps with no guns. Like a big ass gun that he never used.
He had that, like, the thing on his arm, that metal thing on the other. What was that for? Because it like stopped at the other arm.
Because X-Force over in Marvel was wearing the same kind of crap. And they're like, oh, I guess we have to make Aquaman look like them.
More pouches.
Yes, more pouches. Cyclops, he wore a belt with pouches on it, I swear, for 5 years. He never once pulled anything out of there.
This man needs five scopes.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
I don't use guns. Yeah. I got two eyes.
This gun has two holes in the front because guns shoot from two different holes in the front. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Now, right?
Wherever you are,
a caster bullet and a regular bullet can't get that aim.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, Rob Liefeld, I hope you pee blood.
Yeah, I hope you pee blood.
Tiny Rob Liefeld.
You're such an awful
tiny
person.
Spider crush.
Yes. I think Outlaw Star.
Yeah, Outlaw Star. That's totally where I got it from. That's totally where I got it from. Cast the show.
All right, back to Wonder Woman on the screen.
Yeah.
I think with the rest of the casting choices. We're just not going to know.
Yeah.
We're not going to know what Ben Affleck's going to look like as Batman. We're not going to know what Wonder Woman is going
to
look like until she's Wonder Woman. I'm excited for the whole thing.
I mean, it's been 10 years since Daredevil. I want to give him another try. And he's actually won several awards since then.
Daredevil,
he's redeemed himself.
The director's cut of Daredevil.
Sure.
The director's cut of Daredevil is not bad.
Bag on Ben Affleck for Daredevil, but realistically, so much what was wrong with that movie, like you said, was the editing.
Exactly. The director's cut of Daredevil is really good, especially when set next to the cut that is not the director's cut, because it's really bad.
The only thing in the Daredevil director's cut that was still not good was Jennifer Gardner's Electra. That was about the only thing I didn't really care.
It's not terrible.
Well, they loved that so much. Daredevil didn't get a sequel, but we got an Electra
movie.
So I'm not sure. Hey, but it was not good either.
Power of leather pants.
Oh, it was great. Red leather
red
pants.
Fuck the Vampire Slayer.
Booyah! And the villains in Electra were awesome.
Yeah, they were. They had all of those awesome powers.
Tattoo?
The tattoo guy? Yeah.
He was awesome.
The hand.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I love that, man. Love that.
About bad Marvel movies.
We could do that all day.
We have to go back quite a bit.
I don't even want to talk
about
that.
Them pretty much making the sequel to Man of Steel like a Holy Trinity prequel.
I think that is a little awkward.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Justice League 0.5.
Yeah.
Who do you think that if this even goes through? Like, as far as the Justice League goes, if you think it goes through, who do you think we're going to see in it, as far as Justice League goes?
I would like to see Cyborg. I think we'll definitely see a Cyborg.
Okay.
Because of the other movies and because of what they're doing on the WB, we may not see Flash. We may not see Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Aquaman may be too awkward to throw in.
Yeah. No, I heard that's the other guy they're going to throw in.
Aquaman?
Yeah. I heard they've already said they're going to throw in Aquaman.
It's kind of awkward to throw in.
No.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Jeff Johns has a lot
Superman
to do with what's going on in the new movie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I mean, he's still comic relief kind of in the first... trait or so of Aquaman. He's hilarious because people are making fun of him.
I think you have to do an Aquaman movie. I don't think you can just throw an Aquaman movie when you got Wonder Woman and Batman and Superman doing their thing. I think you just can't throw an Aquaman
movie without it becoming Sharknado.
Well, what you do is you focus on Atlantis. You focus
not
on
even
Moon.
That.
You focus on the character.
It's kind of like the I think, and that's what I think
exactly.
Because
first Thor movie, you have to focus.
You have
on
to build the character.
Yeah, yeah. Him getting pushed out of Atlantis. Yeah.
Yes, I think, and because Geoff Johns is leaving Aquaman to work on the movies, and
I think what we're gonna get.
And I think that you're gonna see him as Arthur. I think you're not even gonna see Aquaman at all. I think you're gonna see Arthur Curry.
Well,
that's
of course
it.
You're not gonna see him Aquaman at all because they don't say superhero names.
And they didn't say Superman. Yeah, they didn't say Superman.
Unlike Thor, Aquaman's Atlantis is actually very much a part of the real world.
Yeah.
So seeing the first part of the movie focus on Aquaman in Atlantis, but then having to come to the surface world as not as Thor as an outsider from an alien world, but as a leader from a once hidden nation.
Exactly.
Well, isn't Aquaman's thing where he was
taken away
born,
from the land.
He was born here on the land.
On land.
Yeah.
And then he's like a kid.
I'd like to,
people from Atlantis try to kill him.
I'd like to see
yeah, because they find out his mother was the queen and cheated on the king with his dad.
First part of the movie figuring out about Atlantis.
Well, I'd like to see a Harry Potter sort of beginning where he's born and then they take him away from Atlantis.
You're a merman.
They take him out of Atlantis for his own protection.
Yes.
And then he comes back to reclaim the throne. Yeah. Maybe they figure out, oh shit, Arthur's still alive. Or they hunt him. Or
Arthur Curry.
That's exactly where I was going.
Arthur Curry. That's Aquaman. AC. Yeah.
Okay,
AC. Cool.
But I would love to see, honestly though, if they do this Aquaman movie, I would love to see Aquaman like know how to fight like he does in the comics now.
In current.
I'd like to see him learn how to fight on land.
I'd like to see him with the others.
Actually, and then not. I would love
to see the others.
I would like to see the others too. It's really hard to pull the others out. There's a lot.
They're so cool. At least an animated movie.
Although
Johns
right
just
now.
Throws him right in your face and doesn't care.
Shut up, damn it. You fanboy all the time.
Badass goes. I think I've never been a huge fan of Aquaman, but I've recently just saw the animated Flashpoint movie.
Yes.
And I think I just saw the scariest thing that I just never considered Aquaman could do was before the Flashpoint event happened and you're fighting Flash's rogue gallery in the Flash Museum. And that one villain has the bomb on his belt, picks up the villain, tosses him in waist deep water. He's like, are you going to do something? I am. I'm making microbes eat the bomb. I'm like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That is
Aquaman
terrifying.
Can make someone dissolve if he wanted to in water.
By the way, Flashpoint sucked.
It was terrible.
Okay.
So here's
Flash leading up to Flashpoint was good.
Okay,
Flashpoint.
The reason I think
blows.
The reason is Bull. Right here. When he read it, he said.
First of all, what is your reason?
Okay, for one, it was boring.
What are you talking about?
No, that's not the first reason.
Are you talking about the comic?
I think there's this big lead up to the Amazon and Atlantis war.
Yes.
And you don't get any of that. Any of it.
My problem was it was too busy trying to sell those side books and it wasn't actually telling its own Flash
Agreed.
Story.
Okay,
Agreed.
Well, see, here's the thing.
I hated both.
I hated the whole thing.
Which is why the animated
after a while, he retconned himself.
Because
I reread it.
The thing he hates the most, he did.
He pulled his own Infinite Crisis.
Because you know what? I gave it a second try. I said, you know what? Maybe I was being a dickhole and I reread the book. And I hated it more the second time.
Okay, so this is what actually happened. When he was done reading it and we're like, what'd you think? He's like, I hate it. And we're like, why? Batman doesn't cry.
Yeah, that was not my action. And you know that? That's the only thing I said. It's bullshit. You build up this Amazon Atlantis war and nothing. That's exactly what I said. It's exactly.
Well, hold on. I think.
No, it's.
That's
such bullshit. No. That Batman crying is the cop out that tried to save the entire book. Because Geoff Johns even felt at the end of the book. He's like, I fucked up. I gotta do something with Thomas Wayne. I gotta make Batman cry.
Bruce Wayne became Batman was because of his parents.
No, and I get that.
Not being able to do something as a child. So whenever you get an alternate reality version of your own father, not only alive, but experiencing the same thing that you had to go through your entire life without them, and saying that he loves you and understands what you're doing.
In order to address
that's gonna make you fucking break down and cry.
I don't know.
That's powerful, dude.
That was powerful. He never got to talk to his dad after that.
But not only that, but his dad is experiencing everything he's gone through since his dad's death.
Batman has smiled.
He has laughed.
And he's cried a whole bunch. Yeah.
And Batman is really good.
Man, damn it.
And Batman is really damn good. Batman is really damn good with kids. Just because he knows what it's
he's
like.
He's really good at taking them off into a cave.
I don't know what's going on.
Kids that he doesn't kid
them. I think it's doing it again.
Kids he doesn't kid young stop. Boy, this one's too old.
No, now we're good. Now we're good. I just had to stop and record. No, it never stopped.
It never stopped.
I stopped and hit record almost instantaneously, and now it's fine. No, everything's fine. We didn't lose anything this time. Okay. So you gotta all go Woman, suck a butt.
Anyways, Batman crying.
Oh no,
the best thing.
And here's my other issue.
Bad thing
can
for
we
the
talk
book.
About if you've read?
That's a bad thing for the book.
What?
He said that Batman crying was the best part of the book.
No, it wasn't.
That's a bad thing for the book.
My other thing is, anyone who's read Flash in the last 20 years has known the Flash has gone back in time, fucked something up, and gone back to fix it.
Yes.
You're telling me this one time?
He's not going to do it.
He's not going to. He fucks it all up, and we get a whole new universe?
It's full of holes.
It's they rushed. It's rushed, and it's holy.
Okay. I've made my point to Jules.
Are you
Jules
serious?
Has agreed with
Have you not ever read Marvel before? There's holes in that shit everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's not holes made just to start something new.
Yeah, no, exactly.
See, Jules even agreed with my point here that, for one, it's more of a hole in the idea. I think there's a problem with the fact that he can go back every time and he's perfect. That's not realistic. And
but he's a forensic scientist. He is specific.
It does not fucking matter.
But see,
it does. No, you built it into that character that Barry Allen doesn't fuck up.
But
That's what made Wally so good is that Wally fucked up all
Superman
the time.
Superman fucks up and snaps someone's neck.
Yeah, in a movie though.
In a movie
but
though.
But still, Superman's fucked up too. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
But that's
Superman's
what I'm saying.
Like
that they made Barry that guy that doesn't fuck up in the Justice League. That's why they got rid of him because he was boring. Because he never lost. Barry almost never lost.
Plus,
that's why they killed him.
One of the best.
Because he was so one of the best deaths ever is Barry.
How is he able to go fast enough to go back in time? But whenever he actually tries going going too fast in modern day or like and he's not time traveling, he almost gets absorbed into the Speed Force every time.
They've changed that. New 52, he can't really time travel.
Yeah, he can't time travel.
But he can make his mind go so fast that he's able to
perceive,
think faster than anyone, and can kind of measure out every possible thing that he would do, so he can almost read the future in a way.
So what's going on with the Speed Force in New 52?
Same thing. It's always been going.
Don't go too fast.
Don't go too fast.
Gotta go fast. Went too fast.
Yep.
That's it. And there's only two speedsters now.
That's why
they got rid of the other five dudes.
And they're building that up, though.
Yeah, they're building that up.
Parker likes a crowd.
Yeah, Parker likes a crowd.
But you'll mess it up.
It's going to absorb you.
Yeah.
All right, do we want an awkward segue to Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
anyone else got a little excited when all six doors come up and you're just like, oh man,
I'm actually gonna get Sinister Six
in a fucking movie.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's bad. The fact that I'm probably gonna get all six, it's probably not gonna be bad.
I want Mysterio.
I don't really mind that I'm not gonna get Mysterio.
I don't think it's gonna be bad, but I don't think it's gonna be good.
No.
I think it's just gonna be there.
Have you seen it, Larry? You haven't seen Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer?
Oh, it's awesome.
I didn't like the way the Rhino looked.
Because he's just like a Hummer? Like
he wasn't very traditional.
I don't like the way that...
Well, you can't have the traditional Rhino.
You don't like the way Electro looks?
No, hell no.
I don't really like the way Electro looks.
I don't like
Jamie Foxx looks like a mixture of an albino and one of the things from Avatar.
Yeah, that's how Electro has looked for the last 10 years.
He looks too much CG. He looks like the dude from Prometheus, like the engineer.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, Electro. He's been all electricity for the last 10 years.
Recently, otherwise.
Yeah, they showed him when he's not in Electro form, and he's just scarred as fuck, and he doesn't wear the mask anymore.
Too much CG. So when I watch the movie 10 years from now,
titling these movies "Amazing Spider-Man." More and more, it seems like they're following the Ultimate Universe.
They are, man.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
you have him still in high school.
Definitely.
You have, for example, Rhino being a mech.
Well, the first 15 years of Spider-Man was him in high school.
Yeah.
He didn't start working for
ESU.
Or attempt to go
to
college until the
original movie.
20 years.
You know, they said they're going to do like four of these movies, like several movies.
Have to do four of those.
Something that I saw in the first movie that made me raise an eyebrow.
They're probably going to break third movie up into two parts.
Well, the thing is something that made me raise an eyebrow during the first movie.
You can abuse that
because I like paying
movies.
Attention to what cameras focus on, what does the story focus on, what roles do characters play, in order to guess at what the ending's going to be or what's coming up in the sequel. And something that had me raise an eyebrow was during the sequence whenever he was wounded and hopping from rooftop to rooftop and the crazy
and the cranes to help him.
Now,
Okay. Here's
something that caught my eye. We already established that yes, Spider-Man's hurt. Yes, Spider-Man's bleeding. Yes, he's having trouble. But for some reason, halfway through the sequence, whenever he is jumping on one rooftop and he puts his hand down, the camera decides to focus on his blood and zoom in on it for a moment. And I'm wondering, now, why did they do that if they've already established that he's hurt and bleeding? When I realized, wait, scientist parents, Ultimate Universe, they're doing Clone Saga eventually.
No, I don't see that happening. I don't see.
And they'll never pull off Clone Saga.
And also, that would take like five movies.
Yeah, pull it off in the comics.
Not if.
Hey man, Tom DeFalco. No, I was gonna say Tom DeFalco's first.
Not if they half-ass it like they do with a couple of things in Bridget. For example, if we do a Clone Saga, they might only focus on Ben Reilly and the blood carnage that was
made. Spider-Man.
No, yeah, you gotta have. You gotta have Kane. You gotta have. Yeah,
you gotta have Kane.
Ben Reilly isn't. That whole plot with Ben Reilly is nothing without Kane. That's what made it so intense.
We don't know who the man in the fedora and the coat are. We know it's not Osborn, because we see Osborn in the trailer, sickly and in bed, and yet we also see the fedora guy walking around.
Okay.
So what if that's.
Because it's either Ock or the Vulture.
If it's Doc Ock, it makes sense because he doesn't start off with that.
Yeah. Are you like interweaving?
They show you the picture of the Vulture armor.
They show you the arms too.
Yeah. This guy knows Peter's parents, obviously.
Yeah. Well, they get into that in the trailer. He talks to his dad via
biologists.
Yeah.
So.
The only way they could do Clone Saga is if they already are doing Clone Saga.
Yeah.
And this current Peter Parker isn't Peter Parker. He actually is Ben Reilly.
Clone. Yeah.
And there's no way they're doing that.
No.
There's no way they're doing
that. But at the same time, hold on, let's stop and think about this, guys. The first costume he wears is the Ben Reilly costume.
Agreed.
The Amazing Spider-Man 1, he wears Ben Reilly's Spider-Man suit.
The only way we will ever see the Clone Saga on TV is if during like a Spider-Man animated show. TV show.
Yeah. Which would be awesome.
Or animated.
That'd be like
a whole season-long arc. That would be like the basic concepts behind the Clone Saga.
But that's the thing. The basic concepts of the Clone Saga aren't the interesting parts of Clone Saga.
No.
It's all the minutia that is the most interesting.
Yeah, it's all Kane thinking he's protecting Peter.
No, I don't think they are.
That's why I think if they were to do a movie, it would probably be like way later in the series, like the third or fourth one, and they would just devote one movie to that. Yeah.
Well, I've already heard that Garfield probably won't do the fourth one.
Yeah.
And if this trailer, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer, is any indication, we're going to have a whole lot of Electro and very little Sinister Six.
Yeah.
So this is going to be an Electro movie with a build-up to Sinister Six. There goes your part three.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Goblin.
Yeah.
Goblin.
Yeah. There goes your part three. Amazing Spider-Man 3 is a Sinister Six movie.
Yeah.
They could possibly do an episode 4 with its Clone Saga, but by then it's going to be the actual Clone Saga, and I'm going to be sick of it.
If you only take the very bare bones of it, one way you could do it, and if they are basing off the Ultimate Universe, where Carnage is a gone-wrong clone, they could warp it and say...
So it wouldn't be the actual Clone Saga as we're all thinking about it. It could just be
involve elements from the Clone
Spider-Woman
series.
And...
Well, the Ultimate, Universe clone aspects.
You could devote a movie to...
What?
I don't think we're ever going to see Carnage.
For example, you could see... I think you could devote a movie to...
I would like to see Carnage, but you have to do Venom.
One way you could do it is combine...
Not if you do the...
Yeah, no,
and clone idea.
In the Ultimate Universe, Carnage...
Not really. That's how the podcast works.
If Ben Reilly mutates and becomes Carnage.
Yeah.
But they still have to establish a clone thing occurring.
Now, if you end one of the movies with Peter Parker supposedly dying and then begin
that's it, how you do it.
Ben Reilly coming back as
they'll
thinking he's Peter Parker.
Disney's going to do everything they can for these movies.
It's
to
not Disney. It's Sony.
It's Sony.
Then you begin the next one.
Well, what do you mean? But, go ahead, Larry. What do you mean?
Willing to bet there's going to be a major Disney release at the same time as this movie.
Yeah. I think they've already scheduled everything, and it's already scheduled to come out in, May?
Shit. Yeah, Godzilla's coming out in May.
I saw that.
But it's not a Disney.
Did you see that shit?
It's not a Disney. Let's talk about the Godzilla trailer. I was very disappointed.
You were disappointed?
Five people doing a halo jump and then one roar? That's all we get?
It was a teaser trailer. It was crap.
It had nothing. The last 5 seconds had anything
Brian
to do with Godzilla.
Like crying.
Oh, please. It was horrible.
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Godzilla.
Go ahead.
the way you could do it is, like, for example, if Peter supposedly dies at the end of one movie.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see him supposedly come back, but it's actually the clone.
Of course.
And then over the course of Peter coming back for real, the clone losing his mind and eventually mutating into the villain Carnage
yeah.
for the
yeah.
end finale of the movie. That's one way you could bring that about.
It would happen, but it would be in 4.
Yeah.
In Spider-Man 4. And
exactly.
And that's still
it'll be much
7 years away. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I just don't think it's a good idea.
I'm
Leave the clone
the
saga where it is.
Said, with the blood, I think
yeah.
the reason why they focus on that's for two reasons. One, the game that came out after the movie focused right
on
after
the blood.
Movie,
yes,
and it's about them doing using his blood as testing for the splicing and stuff.
Right,
because
exactly.
he had that mutant genome.
Yeah,
and I also think that they're probably going to use his blood, you know, to make new super soldiers and whatnot for that
game.
Okay,
just
so
for the game.
I was correct that they focused on the blood for a reason.
Yeah, possibly. Well, he's saying that that might be the reason.
Yeah,
they
because
focused
that's
on
what
it.
The game was. It was all about the splicing and whatnot.
Yeah,
and they got because
so.
With the, he got his powers in that movie
in the game
because he stole it from Oscorp.
So
yeah.
I don't think they're gonna focus on the blood just to set
just
up the video
to set up,
game.
Yeah,
the video games are usually just very
standalone.
Yeah, well that's
exactly.
But the video game takes
right,
place
exactly.
right after the
movie. If you go rewatch the movie with the crane sequence, you will see that. You linger on that
PS4.
Blood pool
yeah.
quite a bit.
Yeah,
yeah they're
yeah.
one in the same.
No, I'm just saying, like,
so I can see them putting out a bad movie to put out a good video game.
Yeah.
It's not the first time that that's happened.
To put out a bad movie? Are you saying
a bad movie has spawned a good video game?
Yeah,
before.
Definitely.
Spider-Man 2.
Make more money
yeah, that game is way better than the movie.
Spider-Man
agreed.
Game than they would a good Spider-Man.
Are you saying
movie?
The Amazing Spider-Man wasn't good? You didn't like it?
Do we need to hit you?
I thought it was
no.
Okay.
I won't hit
I
him.
It was okay.
He didn't like Blade Runner. Give him a break.
Well, my problem was
I'm just saying.
I think the personality
general,
is much better for Peter Parker in this one. He was the rude asshole he needed to be.
Sony stands to profit more from a good video game. Than they do
what they
a good
did.
Movie.
My problem with it was a pretty boy loser.
Yeah.
My problem with the movie was just filled with plot holes.
There
was
yeah,
a lot of
plot holes.
Or why would Lizard have his video looping?
And the
for
lizard
Peter
looked
Martin?
Terrible.
Boop.
I'm just
yeah.
going to say it.
What was the point of the scene with the giant spiderweb in the sewer? Why does Peter Parker keep taking his mask off?
Yeah.
So on
yeah.
and so on.
No, yeah. my only problem with the movie, because I let everything go except for this one thing, and it's probably just me. But when he fought the lizard, he was in the sewers, correct?
Yeah.
And then he went to Gwen Stacy's house right after leaving the sewers, right?
And
in the
fine.
Water.
And he smelled fine.
And he smelled like crap, and then they're making out on her bed.
Yeah.
No, actually,
yeah.
my biggest... My,
he's got, like, doo-doo in his
heart. He's right.
Actually,
he's right.
My biggest screaming complaint...
Like shit. Segway.
My biggest screaming complaint about the Spider-Man movie is this. We've established that the lizard serum is temporary.
Yes.
On top of that, when we saw cops and people transforming and they were shot by bullets, the bullets healed instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why?
After Lizard had another 2 days to work on his
right.
formula.
So why?
So the formula changed from
why
one
did,
moment to the next.
Why did Peter Parker let Gwen's dad die when he was standing there holding Lizard
water.
Serum?
Everybody knows it got cold in that.
It probably didn't occur to him.
It's real cold.
He could have just injected him. Let him turn into the lizard.
Yeah.
Gotta have character development.
Yeah, because Gwen Stacy's dad dies. Detective Stacy dies.
That's the thing, though. In every version of Spider-Man, we lose.
Detective Stacy dies.
Stacy dies.
Yeah.
He has to die.
But they
all die.
But in the
yeah.
movie, yes, I understand he needed
yeah.
to die.
So, new
but in the
movie. Coming out, everybody excited about that?
Super
yeah.
excited
about that.
I was hoping to talk about Godzilla trailer.
I was hoping to talk about Godzilla trailer.
Did y'all just talk about Godzilla?
No, we tried to talk about Godzilla.
I hated it.
Hey, man.
It was a good commercial showing Godzilla's butt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Showing a red light on his head.
It was a teaser trailer.
What the hell was that?
Godzilla looks like Godzilla.
Godzilla is going to come what, 2 years till it comes out?
No.
It's
in May.
It's May 25th.
Yeah, it's in May.
It's in May 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's May, man.
I'm not excited to
That's
see it.
That's the same time
I'm
Spider-Man
excited.
Comes out. That's the same month.
I'm excited to see it. If nothing else, it just means they're going to make more Godzilla movies in Japan.
I'm awesome with more Godzilla movies. This one just...
Maybe.
The main pull
I think
of a Godzilla movie is Godzilla. And they showed his ass for 3 seconds. Why did they
go to see the movie?
I understand.
Okay. If they
but
do more
but
Godzilla
it's a trailer
movies,
supposed to get me excited. Why would they show 45 seconds of these guys diving through the air?
That's not exciting.
They show you the money shot.
I thought it was a commercial battlefield.
I was just about to say that. I think this. I think when
then there must not be very many good scenes in the movie. If they couldn't even show me one.
When we actually get trailer
in the rain. One in the rain. Special effects in the rain.
That boy.
When I first saw the Godzilla teaser trailer, I thought it was a preview for Battlefield.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought it was.
I'm sure we'll see a dozen more trailers.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I actually prefer a trailer like that where you don't get anything.
You just get
special effects. I'm so sick of trailers giving me all the good scenes where I see the movie. I'm like, well, this movie sucked because I could have just watched the trailer. And then I would have not had to see.
If a movie is good enough, there should be enough scenes to pull from to make a trailer.
Well, that's okay.
But you don't have to give me all of them. Agreed, but they focus 45 seconds on people diving.
I'm watching other movies, but if you watch every trailer for a movie that comes out, I like to see one good trailer for a
movie. Of course, exactly.
And that's it. I don't want to see 20 trailers for a movie.
Yes. But, okay, well then, as a teaser trailer, why would they tease me with a two-minute trailer, minute 47, whatever the hell it was, and half of it is dudes just skydiving?
Well, to be fair, the trailer wasn't just the skydiving.
It was just the skydiving!
After you see the preview of Godzilla, it shows a bunch of clips of the destruction, people running, main characters.
Yeah, there were no Godzilla.
There was a train being hauled in for a splash.
Do you see the monster in the... You don't even see it in the Cloverfield... I was going to say in the Cloverfield trailer. I have no idea what the hell is going on. I thought it was a Godzilla movie.
You barely see the Cloverfield monster in the movie.
But that's the point. Monster movies...
That's the point of that movie.
In the Cloverfield movie, there are two monsters, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
But the point of this Godzilla trailer is to make you want to see Godzilla in the theaters. Why give me Godzilla... If you give me Godzilla in the trailer, I'm not going to go see the fucking movie because I just want to see what their Godzilla is going to look like.
I don't think so.
That's what monster movies are about. It's not showing you the thing to the end of the fucking movie.
Well, I can agree with you. So we're going to sit through 2 hours of a Godzilla movie and get him for 90 minutes?
Absolutely. No. I'm going to pay money to see a sweet
Godzilla through the whole movie.
Have you ever seen Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
It starts off with Godzilla doing something, and then maybe it's 30 minutes of Japanese people talking, and then it's Godzilla fighting a monster.
You sit through all
that? No. 30 minutes. 30 minutes of talk.
Those were the sequels. The first black and white Godzilla.
Legitimately like an hour.
Yeah. I mean, we could go back 50 years, but I mean, we could go back 30 years and get a bad Captain America movie. I'm talking about from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
70s, 80s, and 90s, guys.
Already established.
Terrible. That's what we want. Isn't that what we want?
No.
We want. So we want.
You want a bad Godzilla movie?
No, I want Godzilla through the whole movie.
I want the.
I don't want to just wait to the last 5 minutes to see fucking Godzilla.
Why is there no Godzuki?
Godzilla's in there. Oh yeah. Well, gonna wake up, eat some city today.
I don't know how they're gonna do it. No, I don't know how they're gonna do it.
Well, maybe if you go back and watch the original Godzilla movie, you'll know.
No.
Here's my thing. Basing this on the old Godzilla movies, there was no halo jumps in the old Godzilla movie.
I think what'll actually happen is like the first 30 minutes of the movie will probably be like
no Godzilla,
like not very much Godzilla, and then the rest will be all.
I want Godzilla through the whole.
It's going to be like Pacific Rim.
You got kaiju from the very beginning of the movie, and then there was a 30 to 45 minute break.
Exactly.
But they still showed you things going on.
And, you know, I bet
with big robots.
That's what's going to happen.
And then it was a huge fight. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to have an hour and a half of them looking at
Yes,
it's going to be a 2.5 hour movie. No.
A bunch of planes and tanks shooting at a giant.
No.
That's a bad movie.
I'm
going to wait for more trailers, but that's a bad movie.
Take a leap
if it's 10 minutes of Godzilla followed by 2 hours of bullshit followed by 5 more minutes of Godzilla, that's a bad movie.
Godzilla at the front destroying some shit.
Yes.
Then you're going to see them trying to figure out how to fight him.
For how long? For how long?
You got to remember.
Probably like 40 minutes.
Toho Studio.
Yes.
It's going to be.
It's going to be probably.
Because they hated the last movie.
They hated it.
The 80s.
Yeah.
Well, they should be proving that too in their first trailer.
Hey, if they do continue this series of Godzilla movies, two monsters that I really want to see in the sequels, if they make more.
Yeah.
Rodan. And King Ghidorah.
We shouldn't even be mentioning the sequels on such a bad teaser trailer. It was bad.
Dude, it's a teaser.
It was bad. The Amazing Spider-Man teaser trailer that just had him catching the car. was better than this whole
but
minute
40 seconds.
But we didn't
even really get that because the teaser trailer was actually
from
Electro
Comic-Con.
Talking, and I hated
yeah.
that shit.
Yeah, that, yeah.
No, there was another one from Comic-Con with Peter.
They
with
took
Peter.
That shit off the internet.
Guys, can I get a work?
See hey, have a good one, man.
All see is Godzilla smash some shit for 2.5 hours.
Yes.
I don't,
exactly
I don't
right.
disagree with
exactly
you. Don't play a
right.
video game.
Yeah. No. Well, what are you talking about? The whole Man of Steel movie was Kryptonians destroying shit for an hour and a half.
Oh, you want to talk about a shitty teaser trailer? That was the worst teaser trailer. The Man of Steel teaser trailer? Just Jor-El talking and a little boy being like, yeah, I'm Superman.
That was
I agree.
I hated it.
Two Supermans.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Same movie.
Judging by what horrible limitedness we got from the teaser trailer. Hey, what's up, dude? We did not... Or I did not get a feeling that this was going to be any different than what we got in previous Godzilla movies and the bad parts of those Godzilla movies.
You don't go to Godzilla movies to see.
Yeah, I don't want to see fancy
different.
Characters.
Yeah.
You go to Godzilla movies to see
the same.
Matthew Broderick turd.
And
that's why people didn't like the Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
Turd. It was a turd.
They wanted to go see, but there wasn't just wasn't enough monster.
It was Jurassic Park.
It was a Godzilla movie.
Exactly.
It was
more of a character movie about these guys.
Transformers.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do
is take a step back.
Is take a step back and realize, hey, this is the first one, the first trailer. They're still doing shit.
No,
we'll get more.
No, I totally agree that we will get more, and I'll be able to, you know, change my, you know, opinion.
Yeah.
But based solely on the only information we have, we got 90 seconds of Halo jumping, Breaking Bad crying. And 3 or 4 seconds of Godzilla, dude. In the rain, in the shadows. It was terrible.
Have you seen the artwork of what he's going to look like?
Yes.
No, yeah, I've seen it.
It looks
great.
Awesome.
But if it's in the rain and shadows, who gives a shit?
But we don't
know yet.
If I have to wait through an hour and a half of nonsense...
To get to a good moment in that movie, it's going to be bad.
I think this is exactly how it's going to be. It's going to be just like the Avengers, where the first hour and a half is bullshit, and then
No.
But where you get the Hulk is the best part of the damn movie. You don't get the Hulk. Yeah, I trust Toho, and I bet you it's going to be good action, almost not Godzilla related. And the last 30 minutes, just like the Hulk. And the Avengers is the best part of the movie
that
makes it so good that you rewatch it just based on the 30 minutes.
My opinion is not based on hope, wishful thinking, or anything besides that turd of a teaser we got. And it was a turd. You can be excited about a Godzilla movie coming out, and I am too. But a Godzilla movie that isn't good is not going to be good.
Omar has to poop.
I have to poop.
I'm just saying.
I need some brain.
The last week and a half of outright geekery updates from Gomer have had the word turd in it.
Black Science was a turd.
I liked it.
Black Science was just okay.
I liked it a lot, actually.
But
the first line of Black Science makes the entire issue.
It's got plenty of potential, the Godzilla movie, but based solely. Yes.
You don't like it. We get it.
I don't like it.
We got that 10 minutes ago.
Next.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
We're talking about trailers and shit.
Yeah.
What did you think about the number 2 trailer for RoboCop?
Oh, I thought that movie keeps looking better.
It does.
It keeps looking better.
Because the first one, I was kind of afraid.
I was a little worried, but yeah,
no,
it keeps
RoboCop
getting better.
Was fine the first time around.
And the interviews I've read, they're not trying to redo the first one.
No, I know.
They're not trying to do it.
It's going to have nothing to do with RoboCop.
Is it a cop? That's part robot.
It's actually a robot that is part cop.
It's a cyborg.
Yeah.
Wasn't RoboCop a cyborg?
Yeah. They're taking a lot of different angles with the story and the character. That I think it's gonna be a totally different movie. It's
but
just
that was the
have
best part of the first movie
off.
That he didn't remember being off. Human, and he slowly
also,
became human again.
I'll tell you guys two things that are throwing me off about this movie.
True. RoboCop.
RoboCop.
The first one is like they're making. Oh, we got to make them tactical, all black.
Yeah, I'm
that's
okay, but because they don't start with that.
Yeah, they don't
like,
start with it.
Yeah,
they, start with
they make like a joke out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
The other thing that's throwing me off, and it's probably a plot device. The other thing that's throwing me off is one of his hands is a human hand, and the other one is like the RoboCop.
Yes,
that's throwing me off so bad.
I'm thinking that's going to be a plot device too.
That's messing with me.
That's to change it up.
All right, here's one thing.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're going to turn it into a hook hand. That's what they're trying to take. Yeah. We're going to cut the hand off, and then they have the hook hand.
They got to cut it off.
They're like, oh, okay.
It's got to go more robot, like Cyborg in the Justice League, so he's going to lose more of himself.
When I saw the all-black RoboCop,
yes,
I was reminded.
Knight Rider.
Chasing Amy. When they talk about Darth Vader,
yes, yeah, all black,
and secretly really an old white guy inside. Yeah. Are we going to get those kind of jokes with RoboCop?
I just have to ask, what is a Nubian?
Shut your ass up.
But actually, the RoboCop, because his visor is kind of like at that red tint,
yeah,
looks like freaking Kit from Knight Rider. That's what I've been hearing. Yeah, he does, you know, man.
You know what he looks like to me?
Cylons.
Yeah, I was like going to say, he looks like a Cylon. Yeah. He looks like a motherfucker. As soon as I saw the silver version of him, I was like,
yeah,
oh, we're making a Battlestar Galactica movie? And then it says RoboCop. It's like, I don't give a fuck about this movie now.
If made a Battlestar Galactica movie, I'd go see it.
It still wouldn't have those old school Cylons in the aluminum foil that you guys are referring to. They were awesome.
They were awesome.
It wouldn't be like that.
Dude, original Cylons have the best voices. Yeah. As I have no idea what the fuck they're saying, but it's scary. Okay, my bad. My fucking bad, Cylon. My bad. I quit.
Information is not complete.
Like, for God's sakes, Daleks are more coherent than the original Cylons. They only say, like, five words, but...
Daleks are hilarious.
Yeah.
The blading voice.
Yeah.
Like, the like full like Dalek episodes, like where it's like a whole bunch of them talking, is like the most grating thing on my brain. Like, I love that show, but it's just like, it's just like, oh god.
You must destroy the doctor, destroy the doctor, destroy the doctor. They all have the same voice.
Yeah. It's so abrasive.
It's just like, oh,
and isn't there like a puppet living inside?
No, it's a little squid.
Yeah, there's like that puppet. Yeah, well, remember that thing that was living in the alien's head in Men in Black? It's like that thing.
Yeah, it's like that thing.
It's weird.
It's got one big
Skynet.
Yeah.
No, that's Xbox One.
Do we want to talk about that too? That they're redoing the Terminator movie.
Rebooting the entire series.
God damn you! If you would have read what I blogged on Outright Geek.
Yeah, I read everything. I read his post, and I read all your posts finally.
And they're talking about doing a television show as a build up to it.
That's because
they already did that.
No, different.
Sarah Connor Chronicles did last.
Dude, I love that show.
I did too.
I dug the hell out of Sarah Connor Chronicles, man.
I did too, man.
It's kind of hard to say, by the way, Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Comic books?
No.
Okay. I've read a few of the comics, and they were all right.
Books without pictures?
Wait, what?
Do what?
Paper?
That's an expensive nerd.
It's a terrifying concept.
As far as I can understand, they're not going to continue from Sarah Connor or any of the other previous...
It's all new characters. From the original Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. All new.
This is the first time in my life where a prequel, like
these, it's not a prequel. It's a reboot.
That's what I meant to say. This is the first time in my life where, like, hearing the news of a reboot, like, hurt my soul.
I don't know, man.
I'm a man.
I think there's room for both. I don't think anything new can take away from that first Terminator.
No.
And if they're starting the series over, if they want to do anything else with Terminator, they have to start the series over. It's so convoluted.
Dude.
The one with Batman in it. Or it was terrible.
Batman and Avatar in it was terrible. War movie. That's the only logical way they could continue that.
And that's what the last one was. Salvation was that. Yeah. It was pretty much a war movie.
I wouldn't mind seeing, like, but it wouldn't be good enough for... It'd have to be like an animated movie or something. Yeah. Just seeing them fight the war.
Oh, they've done some of those.
Can we all remember John Connor's dad in that movie is freaking Kid from Fright Night / Chekhov.
I love that Fright Night.
That's a great movie. Yeah, dude.
The only thing that really ticked me off about that movie
Salvation.
Was really bad Salvation. I really liked it.
Conceptually, it had some problems.
Yeah.
But the thing I disliked about it was that it ignored Sarah Connor Chronicles, which already came
completely,
out.
Completely.
And all it had to do was to make it valid was change the little girl into a little boy.
Exactly.
And it would have validated Sarah Connor Chronicles.
They wanted to keep them separate.
And they did that deliberately.
Yes.
And because they deliberately took... And I loved that series.
Yeah, me too, man.
It was awesome.
Isn't it weird that the Terminator in there is now the dad on Raising Hope? Yeah, did you watch Raising Hope?
No.
Dude, he's awesome in there. Looking back as him in the Terminator show, I'd have never thought he'd be able to pull off comedy the way he does. But
twice.
Yeah,
good
yeah, he's an awesome actor.
Yeah. Ice Cube.
Dude, Bill. See you later, man.
Have a good one, sir.
All right. You know how much it hurt my heart to find out that Ice Cube was actually a gymnast?
Yeah.
You what? See his old high school pictures and stuff?
Yeah.
He was a gymnast, like straight A student, you know, full scholarship, you know. Toured with the Navy, went to college, and then like, bam!
Straight out of Compton!
Yeah.
I was like, really?
He never forgot where he came from.
Eazy-E was a terrible influence.
He never actually...
Yeah, he's fault. He
was from Compton.
Yeah.
That was like one of the biggest lies.
Damn, how the hell did we get on Compton?
You know, he hung out with Eazy-E, they got high one time, and that was the end of Ice Cube's life.
Yeah.
Then he did Friday.
Because Dr. Dre actually went to, he actually has his doctorate. Like, everyone forgets that, but Dr. Dre is called Dr. Dre because he has a doctorate.
Dr. Dre made more money last year than any other rapper and did not put out an album.
Yeah,
because of beats. Because of beats, dog!
Well, I mean, also,
and the Brooklyn Nets suck. Poor Jay-Z.
Yeah.
That team is garbage. Yeah. And he's continuing to hemorrhage money to that awful team.
Because there are... just as good, if not better, headphones for cheaper than Beats.
Yes.
That, but they're fucking cool looking.
Here's the thing. They also have a license with HP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every computer they put out has a Beats logo on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though they're not any new different speakers. Yeah. It's all software. It's all the software they've added.
A lot of my African-American friends think
Slim
Beats
Shady put out a record. Yeah,
really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
Who did?
Slim Shady.
Eminem. His album's actually really good.
It's
though.
Great. Rap Guy? Dude, when he gets fast in there, oh man, it blows me away.
Drake gets a cut of his deal.
Yeah, because he found him, and he's on his label. And on that note, folks, we're done for the week.
Awesome, we're done. Comic books, go read Trillium.
Oh yeah, Trillium was good.
Trillium makes such a good argument for ditching... not only trade paperbacks, but digital.
Yeah.
Trillium just reads good in single issues, and it's done so on purpose. I'm so thankful. Go visit your local comic shop. Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
ComicCity2.com.
All the way.
OutrightGeekery.com. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Weekly Rex, YouTube, subscribe.
Doobie doo doos.
Doobie doobie doo.
And if you really want, there's a video of Jill's doing the truffle shuffle.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, great. God. Can't with the video of me
next
the truffle
you have
shuffle.
To get him away from the door so all the pictures on the door
it's
don't 14 block.
Seconds.
So yeah, it's 14
seconds. Let's make it go viral.
Yes.
See if we can embarrass Jill.
It's a fine video.
Yeah,
it is a vine. It should be on the vine.
We usually say goodnight, Elaine.
Oh, this is the time when we say that.
Speaking of goodnight, Elaine, there's goodnight, Kobe, too.
Yeah, goodnight, Kobe now. So we all say goodnight, Kobe, as well.
Is that like
hey, Christian,
thing now?
Go fuck yourself.
There you go.